Jaylen Waddle's first catch as a Denver Bronco was a 35-yard third-down conversion from Bo Nix on the opening drive of Friday's game against Green Bay, and it set up the touchdown that followed, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle and the team's website. That single rep is the thing his August had been missing. The leg strain that swallowed his first Broncos camp finally gave way on Monday, when he returned to full practice participation, wearing a sleeve on his left leg after missing everything since August 5th, per Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports. 4 days from full practice to a chunk play with the starting quarterback is about as fast as a debut can arrive. The week's quotes matched the play. Sean Payton spent Monday talking down the lost time. "There's been a lot of time on task already. We're being smart with it, and he's coming along really good," per Josh Buckhalter at Heavy. After the game, Nix vouched without being asked, "He's just a really great football player. He adds a lot to our team," per the team's website, and Waddle spread the credit around. "Not just by me, from the O-line, obviously the quarterback and all the receivers." Honest frame on the night as a whole. Denver lost 33-13 and Payton called the team performance not good enough, so the debut was a bright spot on a bad tape, not part of a rout. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June case on Waddle was that his target volume in Miami was always real and the conversion never matched it, and the trade to Denver was a bet that a better offense unlocks it, a bet that needs timing reps with Nix to become anything. Those reps now exist, and more are scheduled. Payton wants his starters playing into the third quarter of Friday's finale against Minnesota, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports, which should give Waddle his longest run with the first team yet. One note on the room he rejoined. Marvin Mims is still limited to rehab work, per Buckhalter, so the full receiver rotation still has not been on the field together. What to watch? Waddle's snaps and targets across three starter quarters on Friday, and how the target tree splits between him, Cortland Sutton, and the rest once everyone plays. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.